Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York City, and I'm back at the Bright Red Desk after having all sorts of adventures. Last week, I was in Sedona in a valley, and we had no cell reception. We had no computer internet. It was just, you realize how connected you really are or aren't at that point. So I couldn't get out to make a phone call. We would go to Starbucks and overload their network. So, no weekly weather last week. This week, though, we have a weekly weather, and we have a three-page week. So we have a lot to cover, and we are in eclipse season. Eclipses bring things to light. The eclipses are coming. The eclipses are coming. Actually, they're already here. They started last week. And we have a pile of things that are going on in the heavens and a pile of things going on in your life. And this incredibly potent big eclipse that's about to take place on Thursday. And it's, people have been talking about this one for a really long time, and everybody's it's all about your life direction. If you're on path, no worries. If you're not on path, big course correction coming. You'll find out. You know, it's the universe's way of saying, I don't think that's your path. I think you should be over here. And if you're in the wrong place, it'll move you like a kitten. Mother kitten picking you up by the back of your neck, dropping you into the new place. If you're doing the right thing, it'll be revelations, information, aha, oh my goodness. But it shouldn't be particularly hard. But you will watch other people getting course corrected. This is a big course correction time. Also, when we're in eclipse season, it's when the sun and the moon meet up. In this case, they're meeting up on the north node of fate. So it's inviting you to your fate, inviting you to your destiny, asking you to move forward. And at 7:30 tonight, I've been doing, for the last 8 or 9 months, since the beginning of the year, I guess 9 months, I've been doing a new moon ritual, which we're going to do on tonight at 7:30 for the new moon that takes place on Thursday, which is also the eclipse on Thursday, because eclipses happen on new moons and full moons. And then, of course, those of you who listen to the show know when we have a three-page week, I print out the aspects of everything that's happening, and when we go to three pages, it's a big week. A lot of stuff going on up there. We also are having Mercury stationing retrograde this week, and he's going to be retrograde in Virgo. He entered his shadow on the 16th, a couple weeks ago, and he's going to be retrograde until the 21st, and he's stationing at 29 of Virgo. And so he's not going to clear his shadow until we get to October 6th. So the month of September, the month starting tomorrow, the 30th of August, is going to be a lot about people returning. Now, if you've broken up with people in that period of time when Mars was retrograde, April through the end of June, June 29th, if you broke up with people back then, it's very likely, if you were their path or they were your path, that you're going to hear from them in the next couple of weeks under this eclipse season and under the Mercury retrograde. Because the Mercury retrograde is saying to everybody, hey, 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 this is what you're supposed to be doing. And if you're not doing it, it's going to nag you or poke at you or say, hey, come on in. If you broke up with people between the end of June, June 29th, to now, if they're your path, this is also an opportunity for that course correction to take place. The idea is the course correction will take place before September 10th and at the latest, the 18th of September. So if they don't show up by then, you know, they're not your path. And you go, okay, I guess that wasn't my path. If they show back up, take the call, take the email. If people from your past, the ghosts always come in on the Mercury retrogrades. Now, this is ghosts with eclipses involved. So they're bigger ghosts. They're maybe a little more scary, you know, maybe a little more not so much fun. So when I was younger, I worked with a woman who had a nephew. Her name was Judith, and her nephew's, I don't remember his name, but he was about 4 or 5. And he was a pretty smart little guy. So they went to see the Dickens Christmas Carol at Madison Square Garden. And she got really good seats up at the front. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Christmas Carol live. You know, they did Disney stuff. So the house started to smoke, and the chimney started to pour stuff out of it. And the ghost came. And the little guy took one look at this, and he went, I am out of here. And he took off up the aisle. And, of course, she took up off the aisle to get to the lobby where the ushers are saying, yeah, this one blows the kids away. You know, they're just not, they just really don't like the ghost. And all these kids in the lobby crying with their parents, right? So she talks him into going, because these are expensive seats. She got at the front of the theater. She talks him into going, and he won't sit down in the chair. He's just kind of standing there watching. You know, he's just not 100% sure that this is really safe. So, of course, the next ghost comes, because that's Christmas. That's the Christmas tale. There's three ghosts. And the minute the chimney started to smoke, he turned to his aunt and he said, we are out of here. And he took off again. And under no circumstances was he going back in to watch that thing do it again. So you have to kind of watch what's happening this week, because you're going to have the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and possibly even Christmas future come to visit you. And when that chimney starts to smoke and you go, ooh, ghosts, ghosts from my past, talk to them. Don't run for the lobby unless you're four, and you're not four, even though part of you may feel like you're four and you want to run for the lobby. And I totally appreciate you're going to feel like you're four this week, but really, really talk to the ghosts. Find out what they want to say. Have a conversation. And, you know, and if, of course, the ghost really freaks you out, you can take off for the lobby and you can just look at your aunt and go, we're out of here. And off you go. Up that aisle before the ghost makes its second appearance. So our week ahead, besides the eclipse and the ghost coming back, also has a bunch of other stuff going on. And our job with this eclipse is to know that it's a course correction. Now, twice a year, the nodes of fate meet up with the sun and the moon. And when the sun and the moon are within 15 degrees, there's an eclipse. Now, a few people wrote to me and they were complaining that they didn't think there was an eclipse on the 18th because NASA didn't say there was one. And it was a tiny eclipse. It was only, you know, 2% of the sun was occluded. But the reason I thought it was important was because it was at the same degree, the 23 degree of the fixed signs, that Saturn stopped at two times, that Mars stopped on, that the Mercury retrograde stopped on, and now, of course, the sun and the moon were stopping on it. So it was a consciousness awakening. That was the eclipse on the 18th. We've been working with releasing energy, a waning moon, going from full moon to new moon, which is a letting go energy, which we're going through till August 1st. And then we're going to have a new energy come in that we start and we go, okay, this is my new direction, right? And I'm ready to go off in this new place. Because the sun and the moon are meeting on the north node of fate, this is an invitation. And I have had numbers of people write to me and say, oh, my God, my wife just got a new job offer in China to go for 6 weeks. What do you think? Oh, my goodness, this job I've been trying to get, it came in. Oh, my goodness, that guy that I thought was really cute called. Should I go out? You know, and I'm always like, yeah, they call, go out. Yeah, the job comes in. At least take the interview. You might not want it, but at least ask. At least find out what you're worth or what they think you're worth. Not that necessarily you're going to tell you your real worth, but they're going to tell you what they're willing to pay you. So this is also big invitation week. So if you get invitations this next couple weeks on this new moon, take the call. Take the invitation. Go, yeah, that sounds interesting. Talk to me about it. At least take the call. Take the meeting, as they say. And then go, okay, ready to roll. So it also brings in stuff that says this is your future. This is your place. This is your space. Now, if you have picked a section or you've committed to something and it goes away on this next couple weeks, not your path. And a lot of times we pick things because it's safe, it's conservative, we're really not willing to make the change, we're not 100% sure we really want to. If it's not right, the universe is going to kind of make it go away this week. So don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's not the right path. And eclipses have that sense of heightened anxiety, so you might feel you're extra anxious. they have a sense of, wow, I never knew that before. I never saw that before. Or you see it in a new light, because it's kind of like breaking open a big pimple or a big boil. And when you pop it, the goose comes out. But then you feel better. And then you kind of go, wow, that's kind of, I didn't know about that. Wow. And just, you know, the whole thing with eclipses, you feel you have to make a decision. You have to do it. You have to. And it gives a sense of urgency, especially for situations that may have been there for a while. Now, this eclipse happens to be actually a pretty nice eclipse. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff going on the Internet with people jumping up and down and going, oh, my God, the eclipse is because Saturn, that little friend of ours, is squaring the nodes of fate. When Saturn squares the nodes of fate, he asks us to make an important and karmic choice, i.e., you're at a choice point in your life. Neptune is on the south node, and the sun and the moon are on the north node. It's forming what we call a T-square, which is a decision point. It's kind of like pulling up to a T in the road. You're driving up, and you get to the thing, and it goes, you want to go left or you want to go right? To the right lies the river. Don't go right. To the left is the way you're supposed to go. So you're going to go towards the Virgo planets. That's going to be the call. That's going to be the invitation. That's what the universe is going to ask. To the right, which is despair, sadness, sorrow, just not fun, Neptune on the south node. That's going to dissolve. Now you make it to the fork in the road, and there's a little sign up saying bridges out. Don't go that way. The bridge is out. Or you may go, you know, I'm going to stay with that Neptune on the south node. And the bridge is out. Not good. Neptune on the south node acts up the addictions. Okay? So I had a few people this week call and talk about their family member who they just found out has been a drug addict for 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And, you know, addicts are pretty smart people. They know how to hide it. But they got caught. So this is also, if you've been doing lower form Neptune and drugging and alcoholing and all that kind of stuff, this is a really good time to sober up. This is the time when you're going to get caught if you haven't been caught yet. But it's an excellent time if you're sitting there going, gee, you know, I kind of think I'm drinking too much. Maybe I should sober up. This is the time to do it. I was talking to a friend the other day, and partner has liver stuff going on. And his comment to me was, well, you know, I was thinking I was drinking too much, but it would be really hard to not drink because I'm partner, because partner drinks. And so here's my solution. You know, partner's having liver problems, so maybe I'm going to be sobering up. And I laughed, and I went, yeah, Neptune on the south node, you are going to be sobering up. You're going to be drinking a lot of green juices, actually. So watch for where the universe invites you to step up and do your work. Sun and moon are squaring Saturn. It's a choice point. Mars is free of Saturn. He's saying, yeah, you're supposed to go do your work. And, of course, Saturn is, you know, our big guy. He always says to you, are you doing your Saturn? You know, am I happy with you? And, of course, we've been talking about him and having the vision with him, and he's squaring Neptune, so he wants to put a foundation under your dreams and build things for you. This is the moment. This is when it happens. This is when you go, okay, forward, full steam ahead, I'm ready to roll. And honor that. Really encourage it, support it, give it permission to fly, give it permission to go. And give yourself permission. This is a big week for giving yourself permission and saying yes to what shows up. Now, eclipses also are times when people who are ill get diagnosed. Getting diagnosed on an eclipse, usually not a good thing because it brings to light, but it, you know, it's been there for a while and now it comes to light. But also it's a time when people that are kind of hanging on by the edge leave, or when the story is finished. So if that happens, it's a really good time to go for them to leave and for you to bless them and thank them and love them. Because it is Virgo, you know, Facebook is going to be full of people's pets dying, all right, because Virgo rules small domestic animals. I received a note from the woman who I got my cat Max from that Louie had died. So Max is officially an orphan. The other four cats that were born in his litter have all left. So I kind of looked at him the other day and go, you're not going anywhere, right? And he went, meow, like I'm going to leave if you don't give me better food. But no, I'm not planning on leaving. But it is Louie left, right? And Lola left two eclipses ago. She left last fall. So the other sister, this, and then the other two cats died before. But so Max is kind of like solo guy, right? It's got a lot to do with releasing things that no longer support and help you so that you can be free. Great time to do Goodwill shopping if you're Goodwill people, because there's a lot of people bringing stuff to Goodwill. Think about how you're wanting to clean out your closets and reorganize and restructure. Great time to dedicate to the health program. Great time to begin a new healing protocol, because eclipses new moon in Virgo on the north node of fate. Ha, fabulous. You're going to give yourself healthy habits and go for it. So your job with this is really just to really flow with the energy. It's going to be very, very potent. It's going to be a lot of crazy news stories. That's just what happens with eclipses. The lunar ticks are really lunaring. And honor that that's the energy of the week and the next 2 weeks as we build to the full moon. Because this is a really total eclipse, because the other one was just a little dinky guy, this is a big one because it's right on the nodes of fate. The eclipse takes place at 9 degrees and 21 minutes of Virgo, and that also is a new moon in your Virgo house, in the house of 9 degrees, 21 minutes. Again, I'm doing a webinar at 7:30 tonight on it. You can buy it this week if you listen to it later, because the new moon actually takes place on Thursday, which would be when you would do the ritual, sometime Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, over Labor Day weekend. Also, next week I'm going to be away for Labor Day, so the show will be broadcast early in the morning, around 10 o'clock in the morning on next Sunday. And we're back on the air because last week I was in the valley, and there was no internet. It was really weird. Not, you know, you realize how connected you are. I realize how addicted I am to my cell phone. I mean, it doesn't work. All right, let's get those pens and papers out. Let's do the new moons, because we got a whole pile of stuff coming. All right, so the moon right now is in Cancer with a nice closing aspect tonight. So this is tonight. It's a great night to get stuff out the door and out into the world, because the aspect, the closing aspect, is a sextile to Venus. Then at 4:11 in the morning, these are all Eastern times, on Monday morning it goes into Leo. It's in Leo Monday, Tuesday, and it leaves at 12:20 p.m. on Wednesday the 31st with a trine to Uranus. So moon and fire, trining Uranus and fire. Tuesday, Wednesday, get a lot done, really excellent. Then the moon is void Wednesday morning. It goes into Virgo at 11:22 in the morning on the 31st, and then it's in Virgo on the afternoon of Wednesday, all day Thursday, and all day Friday until 6:13 p.m. when it goes void with a conjunction to Jupiter. So just think about that. That new moon that we got forming in the sky is going to have a conjunction to Jupiter as its closing aspect. Nice abundance for that. Of course, in there we have the full moon solar eclipse, which takes place at 5:09 in the morning Eastern time. It's visible in Africa, so it's not going to be visible here, but it runs through the middle of Africa. And then the moon goes on Friday. It goes void at 6:19, and it enters Libra at 8:55 p.m., so it's void for a couple hours there, and it's in Libra Friday night, Saturday, the 3rd, Sunday, the 4th, and it goes void at 8:30 p.m. with a separating aspect of an opposition to Uranus. So the 3rd and the 4th has separating energy, departing, leaving, going and doing something else. Moon is void Friday, Sunday night, the 4th, and then it enters Scorpio bright and early at 8:38 in the morning on the 5th, and it's in Scorpio on the Monday the 5th, Labor Day, Tuesday the 6th, and it goes void at 8:43 p.m. with a sextile on Wednesday night to Jupiter. So the Friday nights, Saturday, Sunday, a little bit more stressful because of the opposition, the moon opposing Uranus. And, of course, that's a fiery moon over there, fiery Uranus. Moon's in Libra wants to be the peacekeeper. Not too much peace that weekend. But it also is a separating energy. So it's a good time to kind of say, you know, I think that's really finished. but it also is a good time to bring in on the Virgo moons. So with new moons, we can always bring new things in. We can also let old things go. So you might consider two rituals, because Virgo is, of course, a mutable sign. So have a ritual on Thursday and Friday for what you want to bring in, and then on Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, have a ritual for what you want to let go. And you want to say, gee, I want to get rid of that. And then we're good, you know, because you're releasing and you're bringing in. Always helpful. All right, I try and be helpful. What can I say? Okay, so let's talk about the planets. Sun this week is going from 5 Virgo to 12 Virgo. So he's busy and he's moving forward and he's got a lot of energy this week and he's making quite a few aspects, including to the node of fate over Labor Day weekend on the 4th. So watch who you meet on the 4th. And then we also have a lot of aspects to Neptune. And when the Sun meets Neptune, one of the things that we do is we find that there's a very strong energy around our deep connective and deep creative and our spiritual paths. He also has a square to Saturn, which is tied into the eclipse. That happens on the 1st, right after he has the new moon. He squares Saturn, and he begins a new story. And he invites us he tests the story. He doesn't begin the story. He tests the story. And he says, is this really the story you want? Is this really what you're looking for? And then he also has an aspect, a sesquiquadrate, to Eris and to Uranus on the 31st, which is a little bit stressful. So it's a little bit of an argument there around the direction we're taking. And, of course, Virgo can be fussy and a little picky and isn't always nice. And so when he's talking to Uranus and Eris, it can be a little bit of an argument, and that'll be on the 31st. So just kind of watch for that. Mercury, of course, stations to go retrograde on Monday. On Tuesday the 30th at 9:03 in the morning, and he's stationing at 29 Virgo, and then he's going to go retrograde all of September, clears his retrograde shadow October 6th. So this is, we're working with the ghosts here, and of course it's the Virgo ghosts, and of course it's Jupiter and Virgo. Mercury is joined to Jupiter right now. So the Jupiter journey that you've been on since last summer, this is the wrap-up for it, and Jupiter's given a couple more tasks to Mercury and saying, don't forget to change the light bulbs and don't forget to order the switch plates, and, you know, the knobs for that are wrong. Can you maybe change them? It's a little fine-tuning stuff, but very important to the forward motion. Mercury doesn't have any aspects except his union with Venus on the 29th, where he and Venus meet up at the last degrees of Libra and kind of connect. Venus, of course, this week changes signs. She goes into Libra, and when she does that, she's going to be in Libra through September 23rd. Now, Venus in Libra is one of her favorite signs, so she's all about relationship and connection and how she communicates. So watch for the communication stories to kick up, and, of course, she's hitting that Libra sign right as Jupiter's about to get there in a couple days. Jupiter's going to get there on September 10th. So she's going to give you a little taste of what's going to Jupiter and Libra is going to be, because she and Jupiter have been hanging out. So just kind of watch what happens when she shifts into Libra on the 29th and say, gee, you know, that's what we're going to be working on for the next year in terms of our relationships. How cool. Thank you so much, Venus, because she's giving you some ideas. She also has a number of quintiles this week. And what quintiles are is harmonious aspects. So as she goes from 29 Virgo up to, let me see what she goes up to, 29 Virgo up to 6 of Libra, she's going to be really talking a lot about, you know, connection and relationship in the first part of the week through the 31st. And then when we get into the back part of the week, the 3rd and the 4th, the weekend, she's going to be saying, you know, I really don't want that. You know, that's really not what I'm interested in. No, I really don't want that. Because she's going to be a little more fussy because she has aspects with Chiron, Jupiter, and Ceres saying, thanks, but no thanks. That's on the 3rd and the 4th. That's on the weekend. Again, the moon in Libra is saying, I'm going to separate from you, and Venus is saying, I don't really want that. So that's how we separate. We go, I don't really want that anymore. Mars is busy this week, and he's going from 12 Sag to 15 Sag. He doesn't have particularly big aspects, but he does square the node of fate on the 29th. Now, he's going to square that node right before we get to the eclipse, right? So Mars squaring the nodes of fate, a choice point, also because he's in Sag, also because he's a 12 Sag, a violent choice point, hopefully not dangerously violent, but an opportunity for us to go, wow, I'm not sure about that, because it's Sag squaring those nodes, right? And Sag, of course, and the good news is Mars is in Sag, so he's telling the truth because he's answering to Jupiter and Virgo. Bad news is he's out of bounds. And Mars is out of bounds to Halloween. So when he's out of bounds, he's a little over the top. And so that makes the 29th a little bit tough. Then he also has an adjusting aspect to Pluto. Kind of gets a little blindsided on the eclipse, on the day after the eclipse on September 2nd. And then he has I need to change the housing. I need to change my living situation. And that happens on September 3rd. Jupiter quiet this week at 28, 29, going in, getting ready to shift into Libra. But he's moving along, and he's quintile Saturn. So he and Saturn are cooperating. Earlier in the year, they were arguing. Now they're cooperating. Remember, Saturn's the contractor building the vision that Jupiter had. Jupiter, of course, is sending Venus as his messenger over, and he's sending Mercury as his messenger over to Saturn to talk to him. So expect messages from your vision, from your Jupiter, from your sense of expansion and deeper relationships into the world. So I was talking to one of my students. We went out for dinner on Friday night, and she was talking about the place she works and what they do and how they find out that you're changing jobs and they ruin it for you. And I'm like, okay, so you just can't tell them where you're going. If you change jobs, you can't let them know, and you can't tell them because they're going to do mean things because they don't like to share. And they don't actually want to promote you to be, you know, the level that you should be at, but they don't want to let you leave, and they're going to ruin your job offers? That's really awful. And she had a few stories. And I was like, okay, so you know who they are. So you have to be careful with these people. They're not safe. So Jupiter gives us messages of who's safe and who's not safe this week. And pay attention to the message. Pay attention to the message. It's a very big message. And you need to pay attention to it. Because he parallels Chiron and he parallels Ceres. And you know what your mother used to say, right? At least my mother used to say it. You know, you're judged by the people you hang out with. Why are you hanging out with those people if they're not the people that are going to help you, support you, love you? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? If you're not happy, why are you there? And I'm not going to say happiness is, you know, there was a thing on Facebook somebody posted, you know, if you're not happy, leave. And a bunch of people went, well, you know, sometimes you have to stay and sometimes you have to be unhappy and sometimes you – and I'm always – when I read those posts, I'm always like, wow, you must really be unhappy. You're defending unhappiness. You're defending that it's okay to suffer. The world is a hard place. We do not have to consciously choose suffering. Sometimes we're in situations that are difficult to extract us from. But other times we have choice, and we always have choice about how we work with it. And choosing unhappiness is one of those things this week that the universe is going to haul you up with and look at you and go, really? This is what you want? And you need to be, if you're really choosing to stay in the unhappy situation, you need to be prepared to talk to the universe about why that's important to you. Then we go into Neptune. Neptune has a trine to Juno on the 4th. So he says, trust the dream, follow the dream, follow the dream that's calling, give it permission, listen to it, let it whisper in your ear, go for it. Pluto's opposite Vesta, again, on the weekend, you know, so there's a lot of energy around moving out, changing homes, changing the nest, changing your direction. Again, job offers, apartment offers, relationships breaking up because it's not the right one and you have to move, all fall under this category. And just trust it. If someone says something that's really wounding to you on the 3rd, when Chiron has a blind side from Eris, know that they have thought it before. And it is not a joke. They're telling you the truth. Ceres is stationing retrograde on the 31st and going backwards at 5-4. And then, of course, we just have the eclipses, which are craziness. So there'll be a full two-hour webinar on the new moon eclipse. You don't have to listen to it tonight, but if you buy it now, it will be delivered to you Monday morning, and you can do it between now and Thursday. In the meantime, the eclipses are here. The Venus going into Libra is here. The Mercury is going retrograde here. There's a bunch of Neptune aspects that make us go, oh, my God, is that my dream? That's my dream. I have to follow my dream. And it's just going to be a wild week. Three-pager. Whenever we have a three-page week, wildness. And on that note, I'm going to hang up and go get ready for my webinar at 7:30. Hope to join you there, or hope you join me there. And if you don't, that's great. Do make time this week to really focus, because this is a very powerful eclipse. It is energizing and moving everything, three giant steps forward. And you don't even have to ask Mother May I. The universe is going to say, three giant steps, go for it. And this is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk, wishing you all a great eclipse, a great new moon, a great Venus into Libra, and a great Mercury retrograde. How much more fun can we have than that? The universe will come up with something really exciting for us next year. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.